Hoy Daxton.
Brer Bar. Big man. Our friend. One of the most popular people on this program.
Oh, golly.
Bon vivant.
Wait a
man of distinction.
Wait a minute. Don't call me that. What is a bon vivant?
Bon vivant is a man who knows how to live. Really knows how to live.
Well, that's synonymous with Oki.
That's right. The great white Oki is right here.
Sure. Ba-da-bum. Good Lord, what happened?
You breathed on it.
She's a flying thing that sings with her eyes like smoky rings, and the sun can feel her presence in the sky. And I think I'm gonna stay, 'cause there's nothing in our way, and she told me that she'd teach me how to fly. If I could give her all the things I've never had before. No, that's not right. Dadgummit, I always blow that song.
Started right over again.
Well, I can't remember the chords, man.
I don't care.
If I could give her all the things she's never had before. Yeah, I'll start it again. One, two, three. She's a flying thing that sings with her eyes like smoky rings, and the sun can feel her presence in the sky. And I think I'm gonna stay, 'cause there's nothing in our way, and she told me that she'd teach me how to fly. If I could give her all the things she's never had before, tomorrow we'll be standing at the door. And when I hear her voice, I have no other choice than throw back my head and search the sky. Her hair is spun so fine, throws a spell like laughing wine, and she told me that she'd teach me how to fly. If she could give me all the things I've never had before, tomorrow I'll be standing at her door. To see her walking by is to see a windy sky, the clouds reflecting in her eyes. The softness of her skin makes me wonder where I've been, and I hope to know the reason why she flies. If she could give me all the things I've never had before, tomorrow we'll be standing at the door. She's a flying thing that sings with her eyes like smoky rings, and she told me that she'd teach me how to fly.
Oh, yeah.
Why, yeah. Why, thanks, Skip.
Yeah. Sound of one hand applauding, right?
Just the two of us. Couple of old drunks sitting around the old...
Couple of old drunks. I tell you, I caught the tail end of your thing on Loman and or Barkley on Sunday night, and on account of because I was asleep. Otherwise, I would have caught all of it. And, you know, we've known each other a while, but we never rapped about this whole drug thing. And if you don't want to, we won't. But I have been in a rather isolated... Dick Rosmini and I have felt that we were in a rather isolated position because we were the put-down people about the whole scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And practically everybody we knew was a try-on person, you know.
A try-on?
Yeah, because...
You mean like whatever came out, they'd try it on.
So that's right. That's right. You know, and as a matter of fact, for years, I made it quite explicit that if people were even carrying, I didn't want them to come up to my pad, because...
that's why I haven't been over for such a long time.
Yeah, well, you're bad news.
No, I'm just putting you on. I don't. No, man, I'm hung up on Compose myself.
Yes, well, this is the one I want to get after, because... I can imagine what Dr. Dodge would say about that. Those ads talking about the little blue...
Oh,
he's a great doctor. He's out there in Pasadena. And
does he have a newspaper column or something?
No, he doesn't.
No?
No, he doesn't, but he's a good doctor.
Dr. Dodge.
Yeah, no,
breaks
no.
your leg, man, so you don't worry about headaches. Right?
No, you know what he said? I think the most intelligent thing I heard this man say was talking about... addiction of one kind or another and what have you. And he said, either you're a dependent personality or you're not. And that's heavy.
You think independent?
A dependent personality. In other words, either you got to have something, you know, some happiness and security blanket to climb into, or you don't. You know, so whether it's a fashionable lady who can afford to spend $50 a session at a psychiatrist and goes and wastes his time, you know, when he could be helping somebody who really needed it, or whether they dive into the little blue pill.
Well, listen, man, how can you and I sit here smoking these damn cigarettes, man, and talk about
it's very simple.
Depending on anything, you know what I mean?
I don't depend on these. I just smoke a lot of them.
You like them. You like the taste.
Well, I've been smoking a lot. Actually, you know why I started smoking cigarettes? Oh, sure they are.
Cigarettes.
But you know why I started smoking cigarettes? Because I wanted to be like a big grown-up fella. And I was, you know, my folks were so proud of me because they thought that they let me start smoking a pipe when I was 16. I've been smoking coffin nails for 2 years.
Well, I smoke cigarettes because I can't get any girls.
Yeah.
And they say they have saltpeter in the paper or something, and it's supposed to keep you cool.
Oh, boy. That's
right. Oh, wait. Oh, this is the show that's supposed to be taped so that they can cool it out whenever you have a guest that gets out of control. Isn't that the way that goes?
No, we're taping it for the music. We're live on the air, pal.
Live on the air. There's no 10-second delay. There's no one in another room with a hand over a button.
Nope.
Well, I'll try to keep it as clean and as straight as I can. I understand Linda Ronstadt did
She's a lovely girl.
Today, Women's American ORT, ORT. In 600 chapters from coast to coast, Senator Jacob K. Javits has written, quote, ORT has for decades served in North Africa, Western Europe, and Israel to provide the needed vocational training to raise the economic level and improve the well-being of thousands. ORT has, in effect, been in partnership with the United States Foreign Aid Objective. They've been in partnership with the United States Foreign Aid Objectives and ORT has earned the approbation of this and other governments for its endeavors. End of quote. We'd like to ask you to help give freedom, security, and priceless human dignity to tens of thousands throughout the world by joining Women's American ORT on ORT Day 69. If you're interested, and you should be, call 383-7194. That number again was 383-7194.
Magnificent.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe never. Maybe. The woman, beautiful, far from home. The boy, alone, waiting to be drafted. They meet in Model Shop, a love story with a touch of now. Columbia Pictures presents Anouk Aimée and Gary Lockwood in Jacques Demy's Model Shop. Model Shop in color. Rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
Be sure to see Model Shop, now playing citywide theaters and drive-ins everywhere. Second feature, Georgie Girl. All right, that takes care of commercials for this hour. It's all yours, brother.
Am I on the air?
You are now.
I'm on the air now?
Yes.
That green button is me?
That is you. Green button. The leprechaun button.
Great big go sign in the sky.
Right.
Well, man. I might as well.
Hey!
What's up?
Tomorrow night.
What's happening tomorrow
People
night?
Of the world. And Saturday night. And Sunday night, too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, anyhow, tomorrow is Saturday. Brother Barr is going to be down at the Golden Bar.
I hope so, man.
The Golden Bar in Huntington Beach. You take the Santa Ana Freeway or the San Diego, and you get off at Beach Boulevard and just go all the way down to the ocean and turn right, and you can't miss it. And that's where he's going to be. And for those of you who did not see him at his last appearance at the bar or at the Troubadour...
Well, it won't be quite the same thing, man.
That's right. You're working
tighter.
Our guitarist
left, and he went somewhere else. And Lee Montgomery, tambourine player and blues singer and bearded friend, has joined the L.A. company of Hair.
And
Terry Paul. Yeah, old Terry's still knocking around, but he was up in Oregon.
What a good musician he is.
He dropped his bass, man, in concert up in Oregon last week.
I got another one back at the house, same model.
He needs it. What is it, Hoffner?
I don't know. It's the same model that he plays.
It's the same thing he plays?
Yeah, St. George, I think it is. No, it isn't. Not St. George.
It has to be a Hofner, man.
Whatever it is, it's the same model. You can paint
Hofner off. But that doesn't work, man, because he plays it with that cello bow sometimes.
We're missing a string, but we got one.
It's the combination of the strings and the bass that gives him the ability to do that.
Yeah, we're missing a string, but we got one.
Brother Terry Paul, man, he's out of sight.
What a nice boy, too. He really is. He don't say a hell of a lot, but what he does is trenchant.
Is trenchant?
Trenchant.
What does that mean?
Means it's heavy, man. It's right to the point.
Trenchant?
Yes, he don't mess heavy. Around. Yes.
In the searching eyes of someone's daughter, there's a hope that maybe things will change. Peace on earth will come and find us waiting, unless somehow we've wandered out of range of salvation. And to the church in Baltimore, a question: what have you done to ease the pain of man? I've heard you giving comfort to some sinners, but I'm afraid you just don't understand. To an orphan child dying of hunger, God is just a half a loaf of bread. Rise up from your $100 table, make sure your parakeet is fed. And don't forget to save a dime for Jesus. Don't forget to send 10 more to war. Take a pill to ease the call of conscience. It's just a dream, it really can't be more. And to you marching men in blue will silver, everyone for peace is just a lousy red. You just can't seem to figure out the reason. The answer lies in what the shepherd said. I will choose you one out of 1,000, only 2 out of 10,000 more, and you shall stand as one again on the sacred shores of the promise. I am the sea and you're a raging river. You are the sun and I'm a crystal fountain, flowing in the growing love of living. Spirit, guide us to the holy mountain. I'm you and you are me, and all together we are three, shining in the now time of our being. And just in case our fathers have forgotten, maybe we should help them understand. And to the church in Baltimore, a question: what have you done to ease the pain of man? What have you done to ease the pain of man?
Yes.
I got another little.
What do you call that, Hoyt?
That's called epistle. E-P-I-S-T-L-E.
Epistle. All right.
I believe, I'm not sure, man, but I believe epistles were the letters that the followers of Christ wrote to each other from the various churches after he'd been crucified.
Yes, also Paul to the Corinthians, etc. Yeah, and to the Romans, and to other people who didn't understand.
Do you really think you'd recognize him if he came walking up to you?
If he came back again, they'd hit him in the head and nail him to the doorway of their lives. And they would not blame each other, but another crazy brother, and salute the flag and mother when he died, and count the blood-red silver in their minds, and count the lives of children like their dimes. And what's a dime? One more time. No release. I'd like to do our country's anthem, but I can't seem to make it ring. Old Frankie's the man who wrote it, obviously didn't sing.
Yes!
Hey, man, you know...
You should have seen Odetta when she made that.
That may put a few people uptight, but let me lay something on you. It especially came to, home to me like, I don't know, a year ago or so, ABC had a series of specials on Africa. And I was watching, man, and all of a sudden in the middle, I always get hung up like behind any musical aspects of anything I'm watching, right? Like television or anything like that. And there was one, in one of the segments, one of the specials, they had, I don't know, about 30 or 40 little kids, like in white midi blouses and short skirts, right? African children, school children. I'd say they looked like they were maybe from 7 to 12 or something, right? And they were outdoors, right? And they were dancing and clapping, singing a cappella their national anthem.
Mm.
Now, man, you show me in the United States any group
that has fun with it,
of
right?
9 to 12 years old that has fun and sings a national anthem that they can dance to and clap their hands and, you know, really get behind. In other words, our national anthem, I'm afraid, missed the mark.
Well, actually, you know, it only became the national anthem in this century.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think more kids sang My Country 'Tis of Thee, you know.
And yeah, well, dig, now there's a song that children could sing.
That's
that
right.
Gives the same love of
and
country.
And I'll tell you, when I... America the Beautiful...
Yeah, man.
That gets to me. Well, it got to you, too, singing on top of the world. Yeah, what's the title?
It doesn't have a title.
Doesn't?
No.
Odetta, you know, came on your last night at the Troub. It was kind of old home week because John Hartford and his lovely wife were there, Odetta, and Zal Yanofsky and God knows who else, right? And Bobby Columbia, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a heavy drummer. But Odetta and I... we're sitting together, and she just broke up over you. She'd never seen you, and she never heard you. And she just was so impressed. And when you sang that line about Frank Keyes didn't sing, oh, wow, she just cracked all the way up. Snowblind Friend made her cry. She's somebody else. That lady.
From the misty gates of Golanda comes a prophet who was wrong, stumbling by on paper crutches, sadly singing his mad song. Down the sunlit shale of Mandra, pebbles dancing on her toes, searching, waiting for her lover, comes a lady with a rose. Mirror, mirror on blue wall, who's the one you most of all would want to see your silver eye? And in the looking sometimes cry, sometimes laugh, and sometimes see more than he and more than she. Ra-da-da-da,
da-da-da-da-da-da. Whee! What's that?
I don't know, man. It's something else.
New?
Yeah, just a trip.
Yeah, lovely.
Don't mean a thing.
If it ain't got that swing in it, do it, do it, do
it. I got another song that doesn't have a title.
Go.
I did it the last time I was here. I'd like to do it again.
Please. This is Hoyt Axton, if you tuned in
I
late.
I think it's probably going to be called Airmail.
Airmail. All right. No special.
You know.
I've had it. That's all she wrote now. Well, I think you're the one who's been rocking the boat now. Well, I don't think we can keep it afloat now. I think I'll get off here if you don't mind. I've heard the lighthouse keeper has gone blind. I hope your sweet dreams last forever. Can't hurt you if you don't let it come near you. It's only fair to you. I know that you've been hurt, but you're feeling better all the time. Blessed is the dream in which you're living. Holy is the taking and the giving of love. I guess it's time for me to be taking a walk now. So long, goodbye. I'm sorry we can't fly together. I'll send you a postcard of the sky.
Yeah.
It's a thought. You know what I want to sing?
Yeah, don't hurt so much anymore.
You know what I want to sing?
What? On KRHM Los Angeles, Mr. Hoyt Axton. I called you Mr.
This house goes on sale every Wednesday morning. It's taken off the market in the afternoon. You can buy a piece of it if you want to. It's been good to me if it's been good for you. Take the grand look how the fire is burning. Is that your reflection on the wall? I can show you this room and some others if you came to see the house at all. Careful up the stairs if you are missing. I haven't had the time to make repairs. First step is the hardest one to master. The last one I'm not really sure is there. This room here once had childish laughter, and I come back to hear it now and again. I can't say I'm certain what you're after, but in this room a part of you will remain. Second floor, the lady sleeps in waiting. Past the lantern, tiptoe in its glance. In the room, the soft brown arms of shadow. This room is the hardest one to pass. How much will you pay to live in the attic?
The shavings of your mind are the only rent. I left you some wood there if you thought you couldn't. Or if the time you bought has all been spent. This house goes on sale every Wednesday morning, and it's taken off the market in the afternoon. You can buy a piece of it if you want to. It's been good to me if it's been good for you. It's been good for me if it's been good to you.
Yeah, that sounds like a Hoyt Axton song.
That's a good song.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I think maybe it was Peter Yarrow and someone. Yeah,
no.
That's on album 1700.
I think it's Noel Stuckey wrote that.
Noel, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the house song.
Yeah, that's the house song. Yeah, well, Noel Stuckey don't sing like Hoyt. I'm sorry. Paul Stuckey, excuse me. They're going to be on Campbell next week or Smothers? I don't know.
Smothers.
Oh,
okay.
With Davinen.
With Davinen?
Davinen.
Hey, man, I'd never met Donovan until about a month ago. He's really a tiny cat, man.
Yeah, well, he was dressed in that... in that Jean-Louis Barrault.
About six feet tall.
He little fella. But he was dressed in that clown suit, you know, the meme clown suit with the long... last night on the Campbell Show, I went back while I was looking for a record on the Andy Williams show. And it belongs on him, you know, a little slender guy. And the way he sits with his guitar, you know, with one knee sort of cocked, with an ankle on the knee, and he holds the guitar straight across with his arm sort of hooped over it. All he needed was the white paint on the face, man. And it's Children of Paradise all over again.
There's a song that I've started on this show maybe a dozen times, and I don't know whether I've ever finished it.
I don't know, but try.
Eyes like unto a flame of fire, feet like shining brass. An angel guards the morning star, and it shall come to pass that he and I shall share a thought so clear and burning bright that diamonds and silver things shall be as pale as night. An angel guards the morning star, and God sees with a smile that starlight sometimes falls on me and lingers there a while. And I will touch the morning star like friends of mine before, and I will be a welcome child, and I will cry no more. And if you listen carefully on any early morn, oh, you might hear an angel song played on a crystal horn. And God's heartbeat shall keep the time, and you will be as one with all the living universe, and you might be reborn. A friend of mine, he told me this after he left for home. Of silver things and angels' wings, and sometimes he does come to talk to me of laughing moons and truths I had not known. God bless you, Brother Eric, for giving me this song. Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorite songs, you know. I mean, of all the things you've written and what have you. Is that... Is the whole thing with Eric what got you started writing spirituals? I mean, is that what...
That was a big push, man. You
know? It was.
Yeah.
Tell the story again, just for those who never heard it before.
Well, the story is I had a good friend years ago. Not too many years, but enough to make it years. A very heavy cat, man. He was a farm boy from Michigan. This is when Barry McGuire and Paul Potash and all of us were running around. Totally insane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get our bikes, man, and get stoned and ride around on the freeways like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, during the week when there wasn't any traffic. With our shades on, going 100 miles an hour, screaming, man, counting the lights, you know. Going, blah, blah, blah. Just digging it. And, you know, it was pretty wild, man. All these cats were wild cats. We had a good time. And one day, McGuire and Potash and Gypsy Will Corey and Eric Carlson and another cat that I didn't know, man, split to Mexico. And I won't go through all the details, but they took an old station wagon and a plywood boat and a motor scooter and a bunch of tuna fish and Cracker Jacks and books and things, you know. Excuse me. And they were going to go down to Mexico and read all these great books and discuss them and come back up and lay it on us, man. Lay it, you know, enlighten the world.
Mm.
So they stayed down there about 3 weeks and stayed stoned all the time and fell out of the boat, right, nearly drowned a few times. And then McGuire and Potash and Will Corey ran into three chicks from Ohio or something, man. And the chicks had a VW camper, and so they split with them and ended up in trouble. Right? But that's
their natural environment, so that's all right.
And let me see. Will Corey, Gypsy Will, and Eric Carlson stayed down there. They had the boat, the old station wagon, right, and the motor scooter. And they stayed and they fished and they read the books and they rapped about it. Right? And the cats were straight. They weren't fags, in case anybody wonders about that. You know?
Who would wonder?
Well, I don't know, man. Like, you know, four guys running off to Mexico for a vacation. You know, that's really.
You got a bad anyway, mind.
Go yeah, ahead. Well, maybe I do. You know, I've been hitting the head a few times. Anyway, man, Will and Eric stayed down there and they rapped. I don't know, they stayed there for, I guess, another 2 months. And one day, Eric picked up the Bible, the Old and New Testament, and wandered off into the jungle. And he stayed gone for 3 weeks. He fasted in the Mexican jungles for 3 weeks, and he came out. And Will said, man, Will Corey was telling me about it. He said, man, you should have seen Eric. He said, I was sitting there, man. I looked up, and here came Eric bopping down the beach in his cut-off Levi's, right? He said his hair hung down in rat tails on his lean and his lantern jaw, man.
Right.
And, Eric walked up and looked at Will, man. He held out the Bible, and all he said was, he looked at him and said, in the book of Revelation, God said, and I will give thee the morning star. He said, that's pretty heavy, man. He said, I'm going to go get it. And he went over and got on a red motor scooter and rode away and got killed. So that's what the song's all about. You know, it's just in memory of a good friend.
It's a great song. It's called Morning Star, Not So Far, and I wish you'd recorded it. You did record Revelations, and you did record Gypsy Will. Do you want to play the record or do you want to sing them?
What?
Revelations, Gypsy Will?
I'd like to hear the record, man.
All right. The record, dear hearts, is Columbia, CS9766, My Griffin Is Gone. And since we talked about Gypsy Will Corey, let's play Gypsy Will first.
Evening, 3-2 beer. Gypsy Will said, coming is fear, and we all have to think about that one. It kind of blows my mind. Out comes the baggie, out comes the gold. Out come the stories that like to be told. Round goes the thought, and it is the thing, the real reason for the song that I sing. So long, gypsy will. Fare thee well, gypsy will. I hope you fare well where you're going. Wandering out beyond yourself, out where the great river is flowing. Bon voyage, gypsy will. I think the trip you're making is a good one. Au revoir, gypsy will. I'll see you when you pass this way
in your hands. I know what's going on. Well, I've been walking in you now. Did you think I could go on trying to be near you like I was some other time? But I'm no longer blind to the circle ties that bind. I guess it is confusing for me to talk this way. There is just one thing to do and not a thing to say. Did you think I'd be confused knowing you are gone? Gal, you just don't understand. A circle is so strong. I know it's late at night now and you're reaching for a friend. But touch cast on the waters, love will not come back again. You cannot escape the chains of knowing right from wrong. Gal, I'm only helping you on your way along. The circles in your thinking, love, I do not understand. They're coming through your eyes now saying, love me while you can. But down on your mind you got a circle diamond stone. And if we left together, ah, we would still be alone.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's the song that kid in San Diego wrote.
What's his name?
18 years old.
What's his name?
Oh, man. Jack.
The Diamonds.
He's got a funny last name. Yeah, Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds played Revelations.
Yeah, you dig that.
Yeah, I dig that. Because this was the first, right?
Yeah, what time?
Of the spirituals. It's 10:15. You know, you want to cut, you can cut. If you want to stick around till 11 o'clock, we ain't going anyplace.
God, don't let me live my life in vain. Help me throw some sunshine on a world filled with rain. Help me help somebody. Help me and the promises that you showed me. Please, God, don't let me live my life and die without ever even wondering why. Children laugh and lovers lie, rainbows fall and angels cry.
That's a great cut. It's a great song. And, you know, Manya came down, right? Manya Shubin and the Paul and Cindy and Murph. They all came down to hear you at the Troubadour. And they got a little bug because you were doing all the... You were doing the weight and games people play and what have you. And they said, where's the spirituals? But, of course, I dig the way you were doing other people's material. The thing about Hoyt, as far as I'm concerned, in his writing, is that there's only one other person in the world who writes anything like Hoyt, and that's Ivan Olsen, and he's his disciple. He was his disciple before he ever met Hoyt, to the point of saying that he was Hoyt Axton.
That cat was too much, man.
Yeah.
He had photographs. He had pictures taken of himself and put Hoyt Axton on the bottom of them.
That's right.
And you had posters made, and he used to go out, he'd go up...
Fresno and Sacramento,
all these little towns, man, and he'd walk in and book himself. He did it for 2 years. Booked himself all over. I was talking to somebody the other night, man, and they said, you know, he said, I had the idea you were a blonde fellow. And I said, where do you get that idea, man? He says, well, he said, I thought I saw you one time up in Northern California. And he said, I came in and I didn't expect to see you on stage. When you came out, I thought somebody was pulling my leg. So evidently it was somebody that saw Ivan.
Saw Ivan, right. Ivan's in Boston now after spending a part of his peregrination across the country as the resident guru for the 19 hippies in Oklahoma City.
No, it was Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Oh, he was the tutelary deity for the winter, man, in Tulsa.
Yes. Ivan is a very special person, but let's see. What collaborations?
Ivan, no?
Yeah, San Fernando?
No, he wrote San Fernando alone. It's not heavy, but it's fun. Basic Changes.
Wasn't that song about lollipops and...
No, that was with Terry Paul.
That was with Terry Paul,
Terry?
Yeah.
Sing that,
that's a good song.
Yeah. We kept that for the album and didn't release it.
Hey, you know, you said something about those cuts that you weren't released.
Uh-huh. Popsicle sticks and lily pads floating in a row. Here I sit by a man-made lake, got no place to go. La-da-da-da-da. I don't know what I'll do without you. Well, I ain't got the money to go for a boat ride, ain't got the good sense to hide all of the pain, and it started in raining on me. And it's raining, but it's not raining rain, it's raining, it's raining misery. But I know the answer. Popsicle sticks with popsicles upon them, lily pad stems with flowers. No need to pretend there is no end of ways to spend the hours without you. I know what I'll do. The joke's on you. I've got the boo. Toodly-oo, yeah.
Tell them how that song came about, right? With Terry? Because, you know, how does a song start, right?
And then Terry Paul, super bass to his close friends.
Yes.
Terry was up the house, man, we were rehearsing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had some of the Snoopy flying goggles and helmet, right? It was a World War I flying helmet, is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He found it somewhere, some old junk store. And he had an orange BSA or Triumph motorcycle, right? So he wore this flying helmet with the goggles and everything, right? And he really looked silly in it, man, but, you know, it was cool. And he started to split one night, and you know, I said, see you later, man. And as he started walking out, I said, hey, man. I said, say something heavy. And he looked around, and he sort of did a, you know, I don't know, man, like a member of British Parliament, you know.
Mm.
Like a skinny, beetle-haired dude, Napoleon. And he looked around and he said, popsicle sticks and lily pads. And started to walk out. I said, hey, man, come back and wait a minute. So we sat down and wrote the song. I said, what did you say? He said, popsicle sticks and lily pads. I said, what the hell do you mean by that?
And he told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how the songs came about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, listen, man, I can't take any more. I got to split. This is out of control. And
you're bad news. You always do that to me. You know, right in the middle when I'm beginning to enjoy myself. I got to split, man. I got to go. Yeah. He gets the restlesses, you know.
I have places to go and people say
yeah, right. The Troubadour Bar is waiting for Hoyt Axton.
Hey, listen, man. Somebody's going to drink all the wild turkey before I get there. Hey, incidentally, the first song I sang tonight, She's a Flying Thing That Sings, was written by a good friend of mine, Jackson Brown.
You didn't write that?
No, Jackson Brown wrote that. And
I guess somebody else writes like Hoyt Axton. Well, yeah. Do that to songs, though. You do it. Hamilton does it. There's a few people, and, you know, take us. Jack Elliott sang a couple of things, and, man, they sounded like, you know.
Yeah.
We go through this business about, you can really tell a first-rate singer by, if he sings something that a whole bunch of other people sing, and he sings it better than anybody else, right? And usually, if you got a first-rate singer, they can do that with one, two, three songs. And then some people can do it with a dozen, but since Hoyt does about 99% of his own material, when I hear anybody else do it, you know, I say, yeah, nice try, no cigar. And he's so well known as a performer, right? You know, because if you haven't seen Hoyt Axton on stage, friends, you know, you missed a great deal, really.
You're going to make me blush.
Man, oh, blush.
All these superlatives.
All right, go away and I'll talk about you. Okay. Anyhow, he'll be at the Golden Bear tomorrow night and Saturday night for sure. I don't know about Sunday. On the Pacific Coast Highway.
That's right.
In Huntington Beach. Just get on the San Diego or the Santa Ana and get off at Beach Boulevard and just point yourself toward the ocean and stop someplace short of Japan or where you
we'll
can't go without
Steve
floating.
Gillette down there, too.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah,
he's nice too. People. Ooh.
Good
he really is. He's a good singer. He's a good writer. And a fine guitarist. He was up here. He's a nice guest. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we'd ever met, actually, you know, after all this time. And he's welcome anytime. Come back. He's just good people. Of course, he lives down there. It's real easy for him. Mm-hmm. Hoyt has to commute in that Land Rover, which is always an adventure. I'm going to play a song that Hoyt recorded, which I never heard until I heard the record, on CS9766, and bid thee farewell, Brother Barr.
Thank you, Skipper.
Thank you, buddy.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah.
Be
I almost forgot. Good night, Mom.
Good night, May. Our thoughts go with thee. On KRHM Los Angeles, that is.
Floating through the air on a cotton candy cloud, it took me to a ball masquerading all. In the darkness of my room, this jacket's tight, but I feel fine. Say I've lost my mind in the maddening, saddening gloom, in the darkness of my room. He'd come to rescue me from the maddening, saddening gloom.